الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم علماء کرام, respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over the receivers and at the madrasa. Once again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tawfiq, His fazal, His kindness, His ihsan, that He gave us another opportunity to assemble for the majlis of zikr and to make tawbah from our sins, to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to make rujoo ila Allah, to express our helplessness before our almighty creator. It is only Allah ta'ala who gives this tawfiq. Otherwise we know that in our own country at present, millions of people are wasting hours and hours and hours in cricket matches, which are not going to help them in any way in this world, in the qabr or in the akhirat. As far as the disbelievers are concerned, then those millions that are amongst them, then we know that they do not even have iman or Islam, which can be of any help and assistance. And with regards to the hundreds of thousands of Muslims that are watching or going to those grounds, and then look at the kind of reports that we are receiving, the kind of letters that we are receiving, the kind of messages that we are receiving, of how husbands have gone crazy over those film actors and actresses. And some husbands who took their wives, those wives got crazy over those film actors, all those people that were batting and playing. Wallah, you have no knowledge of the kind of damage and destruction it has done to so many families. And who is responsible? Those very people who have purchased those tickets and given to those wives and given to those daughters and given to those children that go down there to the ground. It's sport. That's our sport. So now shed tears and cry. Shed tears, but it's not going to help. The hearts are gone. When the heart is gone, then even if you report to the police station and they put all the police and all the security forces and all the military might that the government may have to go and bring that heart back, they can't bring it back. That heart cannot come back. Stolen money, they can find it. Gold and silver jewelry, they can find it. Cars stolen can be found. Many other things that are stolen or hijacked can be recovered. But these hearts are very, very sensitive. If they have gone to ghayrullah, then it is very, very difficult to bring them back. It's only some Allah wala sohbat and company or some sincere tawbah and istighfar and repentance, sincere, or listening to some good programs, or sometimes in the company of the Jamaat, going for some gush and talim and tabligh, or eating plenty of Durood Sharif, making a lot of istighfar, then somehow that heart may come back. Otherwise the whole qibla of the heart is turned. The whole qibla is turned. The direction of the heart of the mu'min, or the qibla of the heart of the mu'min, is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when he gives it to ghairullah, then it takes a complete turn. Then it's very difficult again to bring that compass back in the right direction. Ask all those people who have given their hearts, and all those who are sitting here or listening over the receivers or listening over the radio stations, and those who have given their hearts. So then they must look at themselves in the mirror. All of us must look at ourselves in the mirror. We will get a true reflection of who we are, where our hearts are, where our lives are being wasted, where our money is being spent, and what kind of damage and destruction has been done to the moral fiber of our society, and of ourselves, and of our family and children. When we fall for the temptations of the nafs, and fall for the temptations of shaitan, for a little while of enjoyment and pleasure, we are prepared to sacrifice those gems, those pearls, those diamonds, those rubies, that glittering gold which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat gives in the heart of a mu'min. We prepare to sacrifice it for that little while of pleasure of watching some film star or some film actress. And those film stars and actresses have got so many lovers that they're not even interested in who you are, and they didn't even cast one glance at you. So what kind of ishq is that which is only from one side? One-sided ishq. Like the person said, I want to marry, I'm going to get married to the daughter of the king, the princess. I'm going to be marrying the princess. And he himself was a broke Johnny, a battler and rattler, with patches on his clothes. But he was going to marry the princess. So they asked him, how are you going to marry the princess? He said, no, I'm quite happy to marry her. Now I don't know whether she accepts or not. So what kind of ishq and muhabbat is that which is one-sided? And in the ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the ashik is in love with Allah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also says, I love my servant. Allah ta'ala, the creator of man and jinn, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of shams and qamar, the creator of Shajar and Hajar, the creator of Bahar wa Bar, the creator of Jinn and Man, the creator of Jannat and Jahannam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I also love my servant. When he cries before me, when tears roll down his cheek in my love and muhabbat, or when he makes it tiba of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my love also has no limit for this servant of mine. Guaranteed. So which ishq is better? How long are we going to brag about that ishq? We are wasting our life. We are all on a journey. It's a journey. We are traveling all the time. Even if the person is a couch potato, he too is traveling. Even if that person is just sitting and watching, he too is traveling. The person in his car, on the one side the car is traveling, and the one side on the journey of life, he is moving on. The seconds are ticking away, one breath after the other. Every breath of life that the person takes, it is part of the journey. Every week is a part of that journey. Every month is like kilometers he has traveled, 100 kilometers, 1000 kilometers. And every year is like a station that he has reached. And no one knows how many stations he still has to travel through. Some person may have one station of his life and die at the age of one. And someone may have 10 stations. And someone may have to stop at 50 stations. And somebody at 80 stations, and somebody maybe 100. But at the end of the day, they all will be told to get off this train. This journey has now ended. Your destination has been reached in this world. Like the person who is traveling on an aeroplane or is traveling on a train, and then they say you have now reached your final destination. They made a few stops here and there, and then they say now you have reached your final destinations. All passengers must now disembark. No one can say, but I really loved these seats here and the videos that we're showing and the comfort of the plane. Nothing. Everyone must disembark. So like that, this journey is continuing, whether we like it or not. Someday will come when we'll be told disembark, finish. Or like a timeshare apartment that you had 2 weeks, the 2 weeks has ended. So now whether you like this apartment or you're in love with this apartment, whatever it may be, but you have to leave because somebody else is going to take your place. On the wall there was some senior, Mr. So-and-so, and now the body's changed. Junior so-and-so has taken over that house and that property and that business and everything else. The senior has disembarked, finished. His timeshare has ended. His journey has reached its final destination. So those are stations along the way. Now the person who makes use of the time is the root. If a person looked after the root and it germinated and then it grew into a big tree and gave a lot of fruit, then you will say that this person looked after his life, and the most precious thing of that life was his time. And now that time has borne fruit because this person did good deeds in that time that was given to him. He made namaz, he kept fast, he made give zakat, he went for hajj. All that was done in time. This person made zikr, he made tilawat, he went for halal earning and halal livelihood in the bazaars and marketplaces. He controlled his gazes at the airports and in the aeroplanes and in marketplaces and at the university and the colleges. And this person controlled his heart from the temptations of nafs and shaitan. All that was done in time. So now that tree has borne fruit. And that fruit now he will enjoy in the grave, he will enjoy in the akhirah. And then the real dividends and the true dividends and the real earnings and the tastiest of all and the greatest of all enjoyment will be then when he's in Jannat. Now he will get the opportunity to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with his very own eyes. That will be the ultimate success. And that person who fell for nafs and shaitan's temptations, so he also fell for those temptations whilst he was living in this world in time, some kind of time. So as a result, this person now must suffer in the fire of Jahannam. In other words, his investment was a very, very bad investment. It was a flop. There was a complete collapse. The shares dropped completely. Nothing was left. And for somebody 10% was left, somebody 50% was left, and for somebody nothing was left. So nafs and shaitan, those who fall for the temptations of nafs and shaitan, it means that they have lost out on the opportunity of making real investment, which would have brought them great, great profits. So don't waste our time on those things which are not going to benefit in any way. Days and nights are going. The world is just out to make money. Everybody is out to make money. There's nothing but matlab there. There's nothing but greed there. There's nothing but absolute madness there. When people by the millions are starving, we can spend 75 million on a president's inauguration. Now that is what they spent of the government money, which is our money. And after that, all the other millions that were spent by the people and others involved, now look at the millions that it runs into. And yet, everyone knows what is the condition of the people around. So eat, drink, make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody says mustn't have some luxuries and some enjoyment in life. Allah Ta'ala has made it halal. But then, the surplus that we have, we are supposed to be giving for those in need and for the care of others. But this kind of wastage, so on the one hand, a great wastage of wealth, and on the other hand, such a tremendous amount of wastage of wealth. Of wealth on the one side, so much of wastage, and time on the other side. Look at these matches, the amount of money that is being spent and the time that is being wasted. Now, is that for a mu'min or a Muslim? What kind of claim we are making of being Muslims? If anybody watches us jumping and dancing on the grounds there, wild and crazy, as I'm receiving letters that they're going wild and crazy. Our husbands, or somebody's brother, or somebody's father, and they're becoming an embarrassment, or somebody's wife, somebody's daughter. So if somebody watches us there, will they say these are the true Muslims? If you want to identify a Muslim, then there's he. If you want to know how a Muslim girl behaves, then there she, watch her there. If you want to know how a Muslim wife behaves, then there she looks, see how she's crazy over that cricketer. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن Ask Allah for protection, ask Allah for protection, ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. When sins catch up, then after that it becomes too late. If Allah Ta'ala is with us, and Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, then under all conditions, He'll give us sukoon in our hearts. Conditions of sickness, conditions of poverty, conditions of pain. The person will be going through different kinds of tests and trials, but you will find in his life total sukoon. They'll complain of the pain, complain of everything, but sukoon. And those people whom Allah Ta'ala has become displeased with and is giving them an azab, then with everything there will be nothing but restlessness. Wishing for death, nothing else. Wish we die. Or commit suicide. So therefore we ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from all the different kinds of fitnas, which are zahir or batin, outward or inside. So these matches, they're not going to help in any way. Fortunately, I believe they have come to a conclusion. But look at the thousands of hours that people have wasted. And the money is a different thing. Then we say Allah Ta'ala's azab. So Allah Ta'ala's azab will come and we are going to waste so much of His ni'mat, so much of His ni'mat. Unconcerned. And then there are others that they are crazy over all the new films that are coming on the market. And they won't go alone, but they will take their friends and family members also. So then if that is our desire to sit and cry and shed tears of blood later on, then we will say that it is a very poor choice that we have made. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us happiness, wants to give us sukoon. Therefore I will repeat this. I received some SMSs also today, Mulna, please. In front of the Kaaba Sharif, that poetry or that dua which you recited. So although we are not radio stations, we are fulfilling request programs. In any case, this request is a good request. Otherwise, if 50 people make 50 requests, and we have to fulfill everyone's request, then we finish up the Hajj time here or later. Nevertheless, it's a good request. Shows the person was affected.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de jo مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ, کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. With your kindness, with your ihsan, with your fazl, with your favor, give us both the worlds, the best of both the worlds. That's a Muslim. He has got the opportunity to seek the best of both the worlds. Allah Ta'ala does not want to deprive him of the goodness of this world also. The good things of this world, Allah Ta'ala does not want to deprive him of. We have to do a tafsir of Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقينا عذاب النار. And it covers everything. Best of this world and the akhirah. But I'm not going in that direction now. Everything that a person could desire. The best of all that Allah Ta'ala is himself telling the banda that seek from me. And I mentioned before too that when does a father inform the son of his treasures? He informs him when he wants the son to ask for it, or to make use of it. But if he does not want the son to ask for it or make use of it, he's going to hide it. He's not going to show him. If somebody's son is a drug addict and is stealing to fulfill his drug habit, then will the father show him that my gold coins are kept here and my silver is kept here and my money is stashed here and the up lung is here and the down lung is there? This isn't informing about God. Because he's scared, this person will steal all it. But the son who is obedient and he's taken over the business also nicely and he's helping the father and telling the father, don't worry, you relax, I will take care of all your needs. And I'm at your service and khidmat. So if anybody is blessed with a nice, pious, obedient son like that, then he will tell the son, in a certain bank I've got this, in certain place I've got this, certain place I've got that, I've got investment here, I've got investment there. Let him know everything, so that he can benefit from it. Allah Ta'ala is informing us, وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ, oh my Rabb, forgive me, and have mercy on me, for you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Allah Ta'ala is asks, showing his treasures. Look, my unlimited treasures of forgiveness. All that is required is turn towards me. Say, Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasana. So Allah Ta'ala is asking us to ask the best of both worlds. So, Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. And that each and every one of us must take it to mean us. Whenever we talk about sins, then immediately our eyes and our gaze and our heart and everything goes on other people around the world. Look at the kind of sins that they are committing. Shaitan does not allow us to look just a few centimeters down into our hearts, that what is the condition of our lives. So we must think that we are already mustahik of the ghazab of Allah Ta'ala. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے means that those people or in fact myself, we must see, think that of ourselves, that oh Allah, I who am already mustahik and deserving of your azab and punishment. Mustahik means deserving and azab means punishment. اس کو امان دے, give him security, give him salvation, give him najat, give him protection. Due to our lifestyles, we have already become mustahik of that ghazab and anger of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah Ta'ala's anger is unleashed, then the superpowers of the world cannot prevent it. The destruction will come. So in our homes, those TVs and those movies, and in our homes, the neglect in our salat, and our backbiting, and our gossiping, and our speaking lies, and swearing, and cursing, and oppressing, and tyrannizing, and all the zulm that we make, whether it's on our servants, or
our children or the wives on the husband, whatever it is, because of our lifestyles and listening to the music and having all kinds of pictures and photos in our albums. Now all these things and hours that are spent in watching all the haram, so they have made us already mustahiq, deserving of the worst of all punishment from Allah Ta'ala. So we are saying, Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. My beloved Allah, we have failed. We are extremely weak. Our sins have become no more a small stream. It has become an ocean. And the best part is that we ourselves are drowning in that ocean of sins, my beloved Allah. For just as they send out an SOS, and anyone that's around there who listens or picks up that signal, my beloved Allah, they all race to the assistance of that ship that is in danger of sinking and of those passengers who are in danger of drowning. My beloved Allah, we are already drowning. You are the most merciful of those that show mercy. Who else is there that can throw a lifeline to us besides you, my beloved Allah? Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. We are seeking salvation, we are seeking protection. Security lies in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hands. We are already deserving of His punishment, but we say, Ya Allah, You don't love punishment. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de, aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de, aur apni mohabbat ki bhi ek khaas shaan de. Aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de. Ya Allah, make me a truthful person. That's what it means, sidqe lisan. Sadaqat all round in my life. There must be no pretense. There must be no dual life. My life must be one which is pure and clean. It must be an example. I must be a role model. There must be sadaqat in whatever I say. Honesty and truthfulness in my speech. There must be no lies of any kind. There are occasions when a person can speak a lie. And not only can speak, it is at that time recommended that the person speak some kind of white lie when it comes to patching up husband and wife. Or on certain other occasions. Now we're not going into that direction. But I'm talking about those lies which are circulating. No investigation of any sort, no verification, nothing. We just listen to some rumor and then it becomes like the truth. And especially with this internet, the amount of lies that circulates. How many things have got no root at all? Absolutely no existence of that which is being mentioned. But the way it will be circulated as if it is the truth and nothing but the truth. So we are saying, O Allah, give me a life which is filled with nothing but truthfulness. My whole life must be filled with truthfulness. In my lisan and in my speech there must be truthfulness. In my actions there must be truthfulness. There must be sincerity. We must remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching. every action and every deed of ours. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for lisan, which is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What did they call him? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even when, before he even announced his nubuwat, as-saduq al-ameen. So truthfulness. Ya Rab, sidqi lisan. Give me a tongue which is truthful. No deceit, no cheat, no lies. And then that tongue must not be gossiping, that must not be swearing and cursing and taking false oaths and qasams and all kinds of things with that tongue. Sidqi lisan, truthfulness, sadaqat bol raha. Aur apni muhabbat ki bhi ek khas shaan hai. When a person is drunk, he has taken liquor and he is wobbling, then at that time everybody says, look at that person, is wobbling. He can't stand straight. So why? He says, drunk. He's drunk. His walk shows that he is drunk. His talk shows that he is drunk. His actions show that he is drunk. On the aeroplane, you don't want to sit next to a person like that. And everybody around him says, that man is really drunk. So the walk, the talk, the actions, everything shows that he is drunk. When a person is drunk in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he's intoxicated in the love of Allah and his Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, then his talk will show that he is intoxicated. His walk will show he is intoxicated. His actions will show that he is intoxicated. There will be sincerity, honesty, truthfulness, charity, nobility. There will be taqwa. There will be zuhud and qanaat, contentment and satisfaction. Everything you will find in the life of that person, and you will say that, look at that person. He will laugh, he will joke, he will do everything, but everybody knows that this person is intoxicated in the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, he is not going to listen to anything other than that. Anything within the Quran and Sharia and Sunnah, then he is prepared to sit with you all night. And anything outside that, then he is not prepared to even sit with you for a minute. So within the Quran and Sunnah is to talk cheerfully with your friends, with your family, with your wife, with your children. To go and earn halal livelihood and living. All that is within Quran and Sunnah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de. اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے. اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے. اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے. یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے. یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے جس میں تیری یاد ہو ایسی ہر آن دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے.
We will stop there for tonight. I don't have the himmat to go further. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Jalla Jalalu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Mujhko faqat tujh se ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyaar rahu. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir, virde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah.
Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hawa-u hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghifeen, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Allah. We, the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth, are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. You blessed us with this opportunity of making tawbah again. You blessed us with this opportunity of making your zikr. Ya Allah, you yourself have mentioned in the Quran Sharif, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. My beloved Allah, we were engaged in your remembrance. This very moment you are now watching us, you are listening to us. We are not raising our hands before some idols that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We have raised our hands before Rabbul Alameen. We have raised our hands before Arhamur Rahimeen. We have raised our hands before the one who has mentioned in the Quran Sharif himself, Udhuni astajib lakum. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones. Day and night we have used your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your very disobedience. Hum namak haram hai mere Allah. Eating the food provided by you, wearing the clothes given by you. Ya Allah, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything worked for the benefit of man, and that is how we were able to get the crops from the ground and the skin of the animals. Ah, my Allah. The air that we breathe. You provide the oxygen for us to survive. Then we use the health that we get for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, our lifestyles indicate clearly that we have become deserving of your anger and your punishment. If you have to send the tsunamis against us, if you have to send the gale force winds against us, if you have to send the flood waters against us, if you have to cause the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us, we know that because of our actions we have become deserving of that punishment. But my beloved Allah, Allah, we also know that you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that's beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Bless us with the tawfiq of sincere tawbah, by Allah. Give us the realization that this world is going to end someday and our lives are definitely going to end someday. We have to return to you. With what face are we going to return? Ya Allah, this very moment you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Each and every one of us, we know how we have spent our childhood and our youth. My beloved Allah, if you don't forgive us, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Besides your door, there is no other door for us. Besides your home, there is no other home for us in which we can beg. Ya Allah, human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. The more we beg of you, the more pleased you become, for your treasures are unlimited. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat and forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Make a decision to make us all yours, and you become ours. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights, sins of our eyes, sins of our ears, sins of our tongues, sins of our hands and feet, sins of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, each and every one of us, we know what our hands have touched, what our eyes have seen, where our feet have walked. My beloved Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara sahara nahi. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. My heart, your love. My head, your door. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. Ya Allah, we know that sicknesses, diseases, poverty, tests and trials are from you. My beloved Allah, we are the weak ones. We are the sinful ones. For us, my beloved Allah, we seek forgiveness of all our sins. But for those who are pious and righteous, Ya Allah, even if it is in the form of a rahmat and mercy, Ya Allah, we ask you to change that rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. The rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth, which is halal. Ya Allah, we ask you to change the condition from that of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, or wherever they may be, Ya Allah. Bless them with complete shifa from all sicknesses and ailments. Mere Allah, hum bimar. Shifa tere haath mein hai. We believe that everything that comes from you, there's nothing but khair in it and goodness in it. Ya Allah, but we seek from you shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children.
Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, my beloved Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Whoever's children they may be, my beloved Allah, they are our children. They are the children of the Ummat. Ya Allah, let us feel the same grief and the same hurt and pain that their parents may be feeling and experiencing. Give the parents also, my beloved Allah, the hidayat to remove from their homes and lives all those things that's causing so much of corruption in the life of their children. Mere Allah, hum sabko apna bana le, hamara ban ja. Hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, zillat aur ruswai se hifazat farma. Protect us from disgrace, embarrassment, shame. My beloved Allah, bless us with a life of dignity, of happiness, of contentment, of satisfaction. Let us live under the shade of your mercy at all times, my Allah. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling, then adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, a bottle of wine in our hands. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, when the time of our departure comes from this world, my Allah, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rawza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As salatu was salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين. Let our souls depart, my beloved Allah. If it is not muqaddar and destined, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی. وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا. اللہ 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 my beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, disease, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, with your fazl and kindness,
remove the difficulties, the pain and the suffering. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. یا اللہ, ریموو دی ڈیفیکلٹیز, ہارڈ شپ, پین اینڈ سفرنگ آف دی امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اراؤنڈ دی گلوب. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.